Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, you may dial toll free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got all kinds of stuff on our website. You can just go there and get interactive totally free. You can submit content right there to the front page. Other listeners can vote it up or down depending on whether they like or dislike what you've suggested, and you get to vote on things too. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy that. Coming up, we'll talk about man-spreading. Derek J. has that story. I think it was Danica that actually brought it in on Friday night, but we didn't get a chance to get to it, so I'm interested to hear how that one pans out. But
I'm not letting this one go.
All right. First, we'll talk a little bit more about privacy, just to bring our listeners up to speed. The big claim by the NSA is that they've got to shut down the phone record collection program for now.
Party's over.
It may be officially reinstated at the hands of Congress, but as of right now, in theory, it's shut down. But, of course, that would require you to believe the government when they tell you something. And if you've learned anything by now in your life, you should have learned that you don't believe the government when they tell you something.
Right. If the first thing, if I wanted to trick people into believing that I wasn't going to be spying on them any longer, the first thing that I would say to them is that I am going to comply with the rules here and no longer spy on you. I'm shutting down the operation.
Yes, for the first time in the NSA's existence, we are finally complying with the rules that we're supposed to operate by. That's believable.
Well, yeah.
So no, you can't believe them, but you can, instead of spending your time reading about what this means, what's the NSA change mean, you should spend your time actually researching different techniques to protect your communications. Now look, you might be saying to yourself, I don't have anything to hide. And it's certainly true that most of the communications I make, I don't really care if the government sees them. But then again, you never really know what it is that you need to hide from the government because so much is illegal. You really probably don't even realize how many different laws that you're breaking.
Well, hold on. So first off, I'd like to say if you don't have anything to hide, fine. Just go about your business and continue to leave your life wide open for the federal government and whatever other internet thieves are out there, and you get whatever you deserve. I don't care about you. Die in a fire.
Put your social security number as a bumper sticker on your car if you don't have anything to hide, right?
Yeah, right. Like, so if you don't think you have anything to hide, I got news for you. You have things to hide.
Yeah.
However, If you don't have anything to hide, you also likely believe the nonsense that you are the American government, right? Like your vote matters, and that this is a democracy, and we are the government, right? It's we the people. You likely believe that nonsense you were told in civics class. So I'd like to advise you that it doesn't really matter whether you have anything to hide or not. The question is, do you believe that politicians and federal judges and important men's captains of state and commerce, do you think they have something to hide? These people that we traditionally consider to be liars and philanderers, thieves, and a variety of other cheaters of all sorts. Do you think they have something to hide? Do you think that the NSA or somebody in the NSA, just one lone actor in the NSA, might use this information against these people? You know, like say that they'll tell their wives who their mistress is, or that they'll reveal what they've been doing in the boys' locker room, or whatever it is that these people have to hide. Do you think that they have something to hide? Because I don't really care about you if you don't think you have something to hide. What I care about is that you understand that there are plenty of people with things to hide, and that you do not want the secrets of these politicians getting out, because then they will be controlled by the NSA. Do you want your government controlled by the NSA? Because I can assure you it is not controlled by you.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So I'd ask the question, the same question I asked on the air online and on our Facebook and Twitter. The question was, what are you using to encrypt your communications besides TechSecure, RedPhone, VPN, Tor, PGP, and OTR, which stands for off the record? What's new? What is it we're missing from this list? And somebody gave me an interesting link, but what do you want to say there?
I use CryptoCat. And I use Glyph also.
Oh, Glyph, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I use Glyph is spelled G-L-I-P-H or something like that. So I use both of those for secure communications also.
Now, Glyph also is unique because it incorporates a Bitcoin wallet, correct?
I believe it does.
Telegram has done that. I didn't know about Glyph.
Ah, yes. Glyph, it was a big deal back when the blockchain wallet was banned from iPhones. People were using Glyph to get around that. But I saw a couple responses also in the chat room.
Yeah.
Some recommendations include Proton Mail, Script Mail, and Tuta Nota, which I have never heard of. And there's Start Mail, too. So
those are Start Mail. Man, we should have mentioned that one.
Some from the chat room.
So I've got the list here that, besides the silly answers, like tin cans on a string for phone calls, and so let's see, there was another silly one in here from the Facebook page.
It's a good silly answer.
Yeah, it is, it is. Let's see, so tin cans, pig Latin, that was another good one. And smoke
That's
signals.
That's a good one, yeah.
Smoke signals. But yeah, more seriously, they have
smoke signals are right out there in front of everybody. You don't want to use that.
Well, Electronic Frontier Foundation does have a good list here of secure messaging apps. The Secure Messaging Scorecard. I actually took this suggestion here from one of our posters, Arto Bendikin, and I've now reposted it as its own post because it is that useful. Which apps and tools actually keep your messages safe? In the face of widespread internet surveillance, we need a secure and practical means of talking to each other from our phones and computers. Many companies offer, quote, secure messaging, unquote, products, but are these systems actually secure? We decided to find out in the first phase of the new EFF campaign for secure and usable crypto. The scorecard represents only the first phase of the campaign. In later phases, we are planning to offer closer examinations of the usability and security of the tools that score the highest here. As such, the results in the scorecard below should not be read as endorsements of individual tools or guarantees of their security. They are merely indicators that those projects are on the right track. For practical advice and tutorials on how to protect your online communication against surveillance, they've got them over at the EFF's Surveillance Self-Defense Guide. And so then they get into a chart here which has a boatload of apps on it, everything from AOL Instant Messenger to Yahoo Instant Messenger and some all kinds of stuff you probably never heard of. TechSecure is in there. By the way, TechSecure scores a full, like they've got, basically they score with either a check mark for, you know, they got this, or an X for, nope, they don't have it, or a, you know, no sign, if you will, for they don't have it. So an app like AIM, AOL Instant Messenger, only has one check mark out of a total of possible seven check marks. So what's the most secure? What are the best apps they say here? ChatSecure is apparently one of them. I had not heard of that one. ChatSecure plus Orbot. CryptoCat is on the list with 7 out of 7.
I have used CryptoCat a great deal.
That's a chat app. We haven't really explained what that is. That's all that is, right?
Right.
CryptoCat's just chat, encrypted chat.
That's correct.
And what you do is you install the CryptoCat app for either your phone, or it's a plug-in, I think, for Firefox and maybe some other browsers at this point.
I use it on Google. Chrome.
Google Chrome, so yeah. They do have one for Chrome. So, you know, it's a browser plug-in. You open up CryptoCat, and then you just type in the name of a channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so in theory, anyone else could type in that same name of that channel on CryptoCat. So, you know, you probably want the channel
but
name
you'll
to
see
be,
them, see them in the room.
See them pop up, yeah. But, you know, you might want to name your channel something that someone probably isn't going to type in. But beyond that, it's supposedly a very, very good app.
So you think somebody would just guess that Ian is a douche is as my room and then just pop right in there?
So there's also the off-the-record messaging plugin for Windows, which works with Pigeon. That scored 7 out of 7. The off-the-record messaging app for Mac scored 6 out of the 7 check marks. Signal/Redphone, 7 out of 7. Silent Phone, 7 out of 7. Silent Text. Have you heard of either of those? That's new to me.
No.
Silent Phone and Silent Text, both maybe worth looking into here. They've got full 7 out of 7 there. Telegram, which I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah.
I use
that a lot.
I use Telegram. I would say I use Telegram more now than TechSecure. It's just a better messaging app overall than TechSecure is. Now, there are some people within our Liberty community who are skeptical of Telegram.
You should be skeptical of everything.
Right. And these guys, the EFF is going to do a dig, you know, they're going to dig deeper into these things. They do point out that the Telegram app, by default, only scores 4 check marks out of possible 7, but the secure chats on Telegram score 7 out of 7.
Okay.
So Telegram has two different levels of security. It's got sort of the standard level, and then there's the secure chats, which you can only use on your phone to another person's phone.
Yeah.
So you have to make an effort to create one of those chats with somebody. Otherwise, you're going by default.
Can you send naked pictures on it?
Telegram is really great for for group chats as well. TechSecure, 7 out of 7. We'll put the full link here. You can see what your favorite messaging app scored here, and we'll come back with more Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. I don't know if I've mentioned this that much tonight, but we do also have Skype. You can call in on our Skype line. Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send the contact request first. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it come in. And then after you're approved, you're good to go to call on Skype, and you'll sound pretty darn good most all the time.
Quantum Vibe, the Liberty-themed epic science fiction webcomic story, has concluded. Volume 3 of the series will be available from booksellers starting the first day of June.
That's today.
Yep. Well, yeah, today.
Right.
But advanced autograph copies can be purchased directly from Big Head Press. I'm sure that they still have them available. The Wednesday before at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival.
The Wednesday before Porkfest.
Yes.
Okay.
So please stop by Site 27 they're having. So if you're going to Porkfest, you can get your autographed copy there. I will be doing that. So
you're going to be autographing the...
No, I'm going to be buying my copy.
Okay.
So this is the way that I really enjoy consuming Scott Beezer's work.
Yeah.
These in the graphic novels. Yeah. I like to read it on the internet and certainly have, but I feel like you get much more flipping through the pages, especially in the art that with the art that way. Quantum Vibe Venus 23. Launching online June the 8th is an all-new story set in the same fictional universe with new characters and some familiar ones. You can check it out, quantumvibe.com. It's quantumvibe.com.
Only the first Quantum Vibe story has ended, which was 3 volumes worth of stories.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
And so they're now launching a new series.
Yes, so if you're the liberty-oriented type and you like comic books and this sort of thing, you want to check out this webcomic. You don't want to pass it by.
They're the best. I mean, Big Head Press has the best liberty-oriented comics I've ever seen. I mean, there aren't a whole lot of them out there to compete with, but, you know, they've got them all. Like, all the good ones, Big Head Press has them.
Yeah, if you go to bigheadpress.com, you can see everything from the past. Currently, you know, Quantum Vibe is what they've got going, but there's been a lot in the past, too, that's been great.
Escape from Terra, I believe, is one of them.
Yep, that I think, is my all-time favorite. But I heard that, you know, some of the problems were sort of too preachy, you know, too libertarian for them, you know, but I really enjoyed it. I thought the idea of living out on, you know, space rocks away from a big government was awesome.
All right, 855-450-FREE is our number. Manspreading apparently is now illegal, and before the last week, I had never heard of this term before. Apparently it's a thing in, is it New York City, Derek J.?
Yes. Manspreading, or man-sitting, is the practice of sitting in public transport with legs wide apart, thereby covering more than one seat.
Hmm.
Both this posture and the usage of the term manspreading has caused some internet criticism and debates in the USA, Turkey, the UK, and Canada. And the term first appeared in 2013. So the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA, in New York, and the Sound Transit in Seattle have both instituted poster campaigns encouraging respectful posture when other passengers have to stand due to crowding on buses and trains. Now, transport officials in Philadelphia, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. have denied that it is a significant problem. So we've got a wide range of feelings on this issue.
Ba-dum-bump.
And I can share with you one of the posters that is on the subway.
It says, "Dude, stop the spread, please. It's a space issue." And it shows a man who is red. It's like a stick figure man who's all red compared to the boring gray counterparts.
And notice where his hands are.
In his crotch.
On his inner thighs.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's a real poster.
This is a real poster that's going up across Seattle and this one's in New York City. They've got similar ones in Seattle. And so that's the background of this.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
I guess I'm offended by this.
Why?
Just the very term manspreading and this idea. I would never do this. So the suggestion is this is done by men. It doesn't say not all men, but it just says, you know, men do this, women don't. Right? Is that what that comes from?
I would say for the most part, that's probably true.
But you're just speculating.
No, that's not true. Really? Women do this too. And there are pictures all over. There are pictures on Twitter. People are very upset in the New York City subway. Now that this has become a thing, now people are taking pictures of each other, men and women, who are manspreading. Now, this is related to mansplaining, and I would agree with you, Mark, that it's insulting that one would genderize this issue at all. To me, this is about the customer is always right. You should be comfortable when you're in transit.
The customer's not always right. That's a bunch of BS.
No, the customer is always right. You know? That's how they should be treated. If the person, so I'll show you some examples.
You've worked in retail long enough to know that the customer is frequently quite wrong in their opinion.
They're wrong, but you have to serve them. You have to service them for what they need,
what they want, and what their needs are. You don't give a damn about your customers if you're the MTA.
Right, and so that's my point. That's where this is coming from. It's like, we could all have what we want. We could all live in a civil and just society, but everyone's bickering back and forth about, oh, you're legs are too far apart, because this is a one-size-fits-all solution for transportation. When, you know, it could be maybe you pay for two seats if you want to spread your legs and be a little more comfortable. Maybe you've got a gold pass, and that entitles you to more space on the train. There could be all kinds of solutions that we're not getting to because the government provides this one size fits all.
And when I'm in public transportation and I'm paying attention, and I'm certainly not paying attention every minute, but if I see that the seats are full, I'm going to be giving up my seat for the oldest, most infirm female that's around, right? Like, that's the way I was taught to do.
Yep.
Now, obviously, you could be an old, infirm male, and I would give you the seat over a young and healthy female.
All right.
But, you know, like, you know, what I'm doing is I'm going to look for the people that need the seat the best, and certainly, you know, like, that's a little sexist, right? Like, that's how I was taught.
Discrimination.
Yeah, it is discrimination. I'm actually absolutely discriminating on who, because I have one seat, and I would discriminate upon whom I would offer that seat to. Also, your proximity to me would matter, too, right? Like, I'm not going to holler all the way across the bus unless it's a particularly infirm person.
Because you expect somebody at the back of the bus going to give it their seat, too.
So I'm hurt and scalded by this term manspreading. I don't like the idea that somebody just goes ahead and points at my gender, lumps me in with a bunch of people who may or may not do this. I have no idea. I don't spend much time there. I mean, I think it's rude that if you spread your legs in order to keep people from sitting down when the bus is full, but I mean, I wouldn't do this, and I'm offended that it gets, you know, that this finger gets pointed at me.
This is a total feminist thing, and they are straight up pointing at your anatomy and blaming it. Exactly what this is.
Now, your dirty little penis in the way.
Now, Derek, I've got to, you know, give you the leeway here on being the expert in the studio. You lived in the city. You know, you've been on a subway probably more times in your life than Mark and I combined. So I'm sure you've probably seen plenty of wind spreadings, or whatever you want to call it, women spreading their legs.
I think you could go to
fem spreading, maybe.
Sure.
So I'm sure you've seen that. But generally, when you think of, you know, about a woman versus a man, you know, if a woman's in a skirt, it's probably not likely she's going to be spreading her legs wide open. Although I'm sure you've probably seen that too. But it seems less likely, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem less likely that a woman's going to spread her legs wide open if she's, like, in a skirt?
This is just as common, and there are fat people on the trains, too.
855-450 for your thoughts on man spreading. It's Free Talk Live.
Yeah, here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. The last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. We're talking about so-called manspreading. It apparently is an alleged problem in New York City, but other cities are saying this isn't a problem at all. We don't know what they're talking about. And Derek J. has the remainder of the story here. I think, Mark, you made an... I forget which one of you guys made this point during the break.
Was it sheer genius?
But that women... Because I had pointed out, well, you know, if a woman's wearing a skirt, it doesn't seem as likely that she's going to spread her legs wide open on the subway.
Yeah, you don't take public transportation enough.
I obviously don't. Yeah. So, but then
it's
I think
the lowest of the low, and yes, women wearing skirts absolutely have their legs open.
the best response though is to point out that a woman might put her purse in the seat next to her, thereby taking up.
She might. She does all the time.
Right. Who's more likely to carry a large bag with them, and what are they likely to do with that large bag? Look, I'm not trying to say that one gender is better or worse at giving up seats on the subway. I don't know. I don't spend much time on a subway. Thank God I don't have to live it like that.
Right.
But, you know, I would like a cheap and effective transportation from my house to here, but I do that with a car, and nobody cares about what I do in the seat, except right. for my wife. So, yeah, I got to say that this just, first off, it should only matter if it's full, right? Like, if we're talking about a half full or a third full car, go ahead, air it out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care. but if you're talking about a full car, then whoever it is, the young people should be looking for people who are older than them or more infirm than them and be prepared to stand, right? Like, it should be a badge of honor to be the one standing.
But should it be the law to force people to stand up for elderly people?
If you have a law, if you have to have a law, then it just shows bad behavior on the part of people who didn't stand up.
No. You see, this is an etiquette issue that should be resolved by human beings talking to one another in the time and place when this is happening. Oh, you want a seat and you see someone, man or woman, spreading their legs so that you can't have that seat? Go up and talk to them and say, excuse me, may I scoot in here? I mean, that's the solution, not going and calling 911 and saying, oh, my gosh, please have this person arrested. Send out some citations. You know, there have been over 1,000 citations in New York City this year for this crime of spreading your legs. Oh, no, the crime's not
2013.
New. What's new is the arrests. And let me tell you about that. Making yourself comfortable. This is from RT.com. Making yourself comfortable on a New York subway train could land you in hot water, especially if you occupy too much space. What appears to be the first ever arrest for so-called manspreading was revealed in a new report. Two Latino men were allegedly arrested for manspreading, sitting with knees wide open, thus occupying two seats on May 22nd, just a week ago, 12:11 a.m.
Wait, didn't you just say there were 1,000 arrests or something like that?
Yes. No, 1,000 citations.
A citation. Oh, so they were actually handcuffed and booked.
These guys were arrested, yes, taken into custody. This is probably the first time manspreading has led to an arrest and a court appearance.
Won't be the last.
But this was 1 a.m.
That's correct.
I mean, is the subway full at 1 a.m.? I don't know.
Typically not.
I would think.
It depends what stop you're at, but still.
Okay, so if we're talking about
a
nearly empty subway train, that I don't care about you spreading unless something's fallen out.
Well, yeah, but you know how government is. I mean, here in Keene, New Hampshire, they still impose the parking fines on people, even though there's open spaces around, right? So they're going to do this for the revenue. That's what they care
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. You've made it justified. I want the tickets and the incarceration to go out people who put bags on the seat, too, now.
You decide what their motive was. According to the report, the judge said at the time of the arrest, there could not have been many passengers on the train. She nevertheless
found them guilty.
Slapped the two men with an ACD, which means that the charges against them will be dropped if they don't get arrested again for a fixed period of time. So it's a conditional arrest.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, they have been arrested, they were booked, they were charged, they were found guilty, but there won't be any consequences and it won't show up on their record if they don't get arrested again.
Okay.
And I don't think it has to be just for this crime. It's sort of like a good behavior clause, right? So it could be public intoxication or walking around with a joint. It could be anything.
Adjournment in contemplation of dismissal is what ACD stands for.
Illegalese for don't do it again or we'll hurt you.
So I have been on planes and, you know, there's certainly an issue of space there. Right, like jam people in as close as they possibly can. There's also sort of the arguing over who gets the arm. I almost always end up in the middle because I never seem to be on flights that are less than 2/3 full. And I don't really care about getting up front or paying extra or any of those things. So, and I don't, you know, most of the time I'm flying with you, and I don't particularly want to sit next to you, Ian, so I'm fine with sitting in the middle. And so, you know, there's this jockeying for those arm rests, and there's also the leg room thing. Like, if you're going to spread, you're going to spread there, too. And I would say that, you know, to some extent, you kind of have to stake out your territory. You know, like, this is my spot, and I'm going to keep my legs there. One of the problems the ladies have, and I can see a frustration here, is if you're wearing a skirt that's, you know, above the knees, or even if you're wearing a skirt, period, you really can't hold your legs apart. Like, and women are taught, you know, to some extent, like, I never wear an item of clothing where it's really important. I might be exposed if I don't keep my legs together, right? So, you know, women do. What's that?
You have a kilt.
I do, but I can just tuck it down in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it doesn't, you know, it wouldn't be an issue. And I don't think I wear a kilt when, you know, dealing with public transportation or anything like that. Transportation, anyway. So... if you're, if there's a guy sitting between two women who are, have their knees clutched together because they're wearing short skirts and they don't even see, you know, the honeypot, the golden land that is beneath it, well then, it's probably true that, you know, like, legs are gonna creep outward, right? Like, you don't, you're not being held in by the legs on either side. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, to some extent, you're not occupying your property, you're not homesteading the property that you have staked out, and then you're getting frustrated when somebody uses the unused area.
And by you, you're saying the women in this particular scenario.
It seems like it. Like,
but no, but that is used area. Even though it's empty space and they're not putting their legs in it and they're not homesteading it in that way, I mean, maybe they need to swirl their legs around a little bit to occupy some of that space to homestead it. Because I want that cushion. I want an air cushion between me and the next customer.
I hear you, and...
I don't want them creeping up their leg in my little zone.
Well, you know, I'd say that this is just one of the problems with being on, you know, doing... you know, public transportation generally.
Yeah, but the best first class.
The best pictures I've seen have been sort of women in skirts next to men in pants and kind of, you know, the behavior there. I can see how that might be an issue, and I'm just trying to explain the best explanation I can give. You know, in these circumstances, there's not very many seats, and the ladies have their bags on their laps, as they should. And but I'm just, many of these pictures that I see of the man spreading are just complaining about how people sit.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much of this is on purpose? I mean, you know, as a man...
It doesn't matter if it's on purpose. It matters if it is done at the improper time. Like, if everybody's trying to squeeze in, we all got to fit on this, you know, mass transportation, then, yes, absolutely, you need to keep your legs in and that sort of thing. But if two guys can take up five seats and it doesn't bother anybody and nobody has to stand, who cares?
No, that is, it does happen intentionally all the time, Ian. And I'll tell you, as a frequent subway rider, yes, men and women will all find various tricks to
spread out.
To look like, well, I'm trying to keep myself contained, but oops, you know, I'm spilling over. This really wouldn't be a comfortable place to, for you to sit. You know, you want to be uninviting and unwelcoming to new guests, you know, because you would prefer, at least I'll speak for myself, to be uninhibited. I don't want someone else's aroma to drift near me. I don't want any. You know, I want to pretend I'm in my own
subway
little bubble, right? So, yeah, of course people are going to spread out a little bit. They do this intentionally. I don't know if this is the right solution. Well, I think people need the courage to go up to some stranger and say, excuse me, may I sit here?
I totally agree with that. And I think most people would, when it's brought to their attention, probably go ahead and scoot in.
It's always worked for me.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. But on the other hand, you know, it is, it's, even though it's not a private property, it's government run, shouldn't they, you know, shouldn't they have rules? I mean, it's okay to have rules, right?
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here with your experiences with what is now being called man-spreading. And
I think we should just call it thigh-spreading. Can we start to reverse that trend of making it gender-based?
Well, because this is upsetting you, Durjay. You, as a subway rider, are someone who has seen plenty of women spread their legs on a subway seat.
It's not a gender thing.
And you feel like men are being unfairly targeted by what appears to be some sort of a feminist campaign?
That's how I feel, yes.
And so you want to call it thigh spreading?
Yeah, that's a more accurate term. It's not your manhood that's spreading out here. It's your thighs.
But now, apparently, this could get you in trouble. There has been an arrest, two arrests thus far, just very recently here in New York City.
Would you like to hear about them?
There have been over 1,000 summonses or tickets written since the beginning of this year alone?
Yes.
This is a major money-making operation here, and tell me more if you want about these arrests, but our toll-free number is 855-453. Maybe you've got some subway observations from your experience with some of the worst thigh-spreading that you've encountered, and who are the worst offenders? Is it men? Is it women? You know, what's your experience been?
Go ahead. So you were talking about the different reactions across the country by public transportation or government transportation agencies.
Some are saying it's no big deal, right?
Right. But in January, the Metropolitan Transit Authority in New York City rolled out an ad campaign reminding men to, quote, mind the gap and keep knees closer together when seated on public transport. Entire blogs have been created to document the culprits who don't comply. Even actor Tom Hanks was publicly shamed, being called, quote, the new face of man-spreading. Hanks excused himself, saying, quote, the train was half empty.
Yeah. What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't understand this. I mean, when I looked up woman spreading, all I got was a bunch of pictures of women. No, a bunch of pictures of women putting their purses on the seats.
Yeah.
And, what this is this is singling out a gender for a particular behavior without looking at a corresponding behavior from another gender. This is just nasty behavior by, I think, I dare I say, man haters.
Mm. All right.
Well, that excuse didn't work for the two men who were arrested. They also claimed that the subway was empty. And
the judge acknowledged it.
The judge said, yep, but it didn't matter. So the director of Police Reform Organization Project, PROP, which compiled the report, says the NYPD is criminalizing subway etiquette faux pas as an excuse to issue more fines and arrest people.
Damn right they are.
Most of whom are poor minorities.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, yeah, I mean, the people taking the people driving the Lexuses or, you know, taking a limousine somewhere obviously are not going to encounter this issue. It's mostly going to be poor people who get hit by this.
Yeah. He has a quote, but I don't find it very interesting. We all know this is driven by a quota system, and that's basically what he says.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Is there more to share from this story?
No.
Just new reasons for surly people to be mad at other people. You know, if you're surly and you don't like people, stay off the public transit system where the people are. You know?
They will constantly disappoint you.
Get in the back of a cab.
I have one more quote from this article, that the NYPD has allegedly issued more than 1,400 summons for manspreading this year.
Wow.
And
that's a lot.
At the same time, reports in March said that the homicide rate in New York City spiked 20% in the first 2 months of 2015. So the homicide rate is up 20%, but the cops of New York City are busy issuing summonses for people to go to court for spreading their legs too far on the subway.
They've got their priorities straight there in New York City. They know where the money is. Let's go to Carol. She's on the line in, where is she? I-10 somewhere. Carol, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Carol.
I was just calling to say I absolutely agree with you. It's ridiculous that they are giving tickets for this behavior.
Have you experienced this, Carol, the thigh spreading?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would like to say that I understand the problem, because women in general are intimidated to ask a man to put his legs together so that they can sit out. It's just a natural part of our society, unfortunately. People don't hesitate to ask women to move their bag if it's necessary, but they are less likely to ask a man to move his legs so that they can sit out.
Do you think it's because they'd rather sit by the woman? I mean, like, if I'm in all honesty, if I'm as honest as I possibly could be, that, you know, I'm going to want to sit by a woman rather than sit by a man. So, you know, maybe because I wouldn't have any problem walking up to somebody. Can I squeeze in here? Because I don't have to say, please close your thigh gap, sir, and airing out your junk. I need to sit down. I can just say, okay, can I squeeze in? Like,
yeah,
there's a easy ways to phrase it, and it wouldn't be a problem. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing here.
Well, from the woman's point of view, yes, everybody would rather sit by me and take up my extra seat than to take up the seat of the man with his legs spread. So, yeah, I agree. That's true. I think that they're trying to address the inequality that they're perceiving in the situation, and they don't feel empowered or enabled to do that by just asking.
What do you think would empower more women, if what you're saying is true, to speak up for themselves?
I think that our society encourages men to stake their territory. Like Ian was mentioning earlier, you put your legs out and you stake your territory, and then you basically dare somebody to, you know, infringe on it. And
yeah.
I think that that's normal and expected, and nobody has an issue with it, except now women are saying, we may be intimidated by the fact that you're a man, you're bigger and stronger, but we would really like to have our fair share as well.
So who are they going to? Big, strong men with guns and uniforms.
Right. Right.
How empowering.
And I already agree that is not a reasonable behavior at all. I don't think that that's the way to deal with it in any way, shape, or form.
Thanks for the call, Carol. I appreciate hearing from you. And once again, this is, you know, this idea of going to the police when you've got some sort of issue that can be simply resolved by just opening your mouth and saying something kind, as Mark was saying, you know, excuse me, can I get in here or whatever. That can solve this problem, but because people aren't willing to talk to one another like neighbors, they use the government as this cudgel, this tool that they can knock over somebody on the head with, figuratively, and get their way. And they don't have to make a connection with another human being. They can just go to the authority figure and have their way enforced upon that other person.
You don't even have to be kind. You can say, yo, move over, and that's good enough for me. Just don't go to the cops.
Let's go to Tyler. He's in Austin. You're on Free Talk Live. Tyler, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm just curious about making money online. I'm very interested in getting into that kind of affiliate program, selling other people's products as an affiliate. And I'm not sure if I'm diving into the right or the wrong path. Just wondering if anyone else had any thoughts about
it. I would say it is fraught with scams, so be very, very careful. If somebody's telling you, you can make a living by doing work online. Yes, it's certainly possible to do that. I don't want to make it sound like there aren't people making a living online. There are certainly a plenty of them who are. But be very, very careful with the idea that, you know, you're going to be able to plug into some sort of pre-existing system and then all of a sudden start generating multi-thousand-dollar checks. I would say whatever it is you're considering doing, and I don't know what it is you're looking at, but whatever it is you're considering doing, the first thing you'll want to do is type in the name of the company and then the word scam into Google and see what comes up. And, you know, read and, you know, because now we've got these, we've got these tools at our fingertips that will allow us to get other people's opinions within moments. And, of course, some of those opinions are going to be unfair. Like some of these rating websites, the competitors will go in and leave false reviews. So you never really know for sure if what you're reading is legit or not. But generally, you can kind of get a feel for whether or not something is legitimate by reading the online reviews of them. Was there anything in particular that you were looking at?
Well, I just joined this. It's called Build My List by Jimmy Kim, and he's a well-known now online email marketer type guy.
I've never heard of him.
Apparently, he makes, you know, lots of money, and obviously that's why I signed up. But
how much did you pay to sign up?
About $50.
Okay. That's a good way to make some money, right? Get a bunch of other people to pay you to tell them how to make money. I don't know, man. I don't know who Jimmy Kim is. I've never heard of him before, so I don't know how well-known he is. Of course, I don't know how any internet marketers. I mean, I really wouldn't know what to tell you about this. Again, I'd throw his name in into Google, do a search, and see what you come up with. Obviously, building a list of people who appreciate you and what you do is a good thing. We do that here, but we put out a product, right, our own unique product. We're not marketing somebody else's product. When you start marketing somebody else's product, you've got to follow their rules. You've got to play by their system, and that can be very crippling with the amount of creativity that you can add in. But let us know how it goes, Tyler, and just give us a follow-up, and we'll check in with you then. More coming up tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.